Hello again, you're listening to the News at One. The family of murdered Belfast solicitor Pat Finucane have vowed to continue their campaign for justice, describing yesterday's decision by the British government to refuse a public inquiry into the killing as astonishing, arrogant and cruel. Pat Finucane was shot dead at his home in North Belfast in February 1989 by the Ulster Defence Association, acting, it has since been established, in collusion with British security services. But yesterday, the Northern Ireland Secretary Brandon Lewis announced that a public inquiry would not be held at this time. The Finucane case was one of those identified for further investigation by the British and Irish governments in 2001 in the Weston Park Agreement, negotiated by then Taoiseach Bertie Ahern and his British counterpart Tony Blair. Following yesterday's British decision, Bertie Ahern has been reminding us of the deal he struck with Mr Blair in 2001.
After the Good Friday Agreement in 98 and 99, 2000, we were looking at ways where we could try and deal with the legacy of the past. And of course, at that time, it wasn't a distant past. It was all fairly early days of the ceasefires. But we did sound out. We had been talking to Ralph Meyer in South Africa and de Klerk. They had been over here. And we were looking at a Truth and Reconciliation Commission or something like the South African model. But there were no takers for that. None of the sides in the north had any interest in that. So when we went into 2001, when Tony Blair and I met in Weston Park, what we thought was a way forward was to take a number of the high-profile cases. There was Justice Gibson and his wife who'd been killed was Pat Finucane's case. Robert Hamilton was Rosemary Nelson, Billy Wright. There were a number of those cases. So what we agreed at that stage was that we would take a few on either side, a few cases that were of his responsibility, a few that were of my responsibility, and we would get an internationally renowned judge to look at these cases and to give us a report. After spending some time doing that, we got Judge Curry, who agreed to undertake the report. And he looked into the individual cases and he made recommendations. And in the case of the Finucane case, he stated that there should be a public inquiry. So that's where that came from.
So was it your understanding that his recommendation, the two governments had signed up to accepting whatever the recommendations were of this judge, Judge Curry?
Yeah, that's precisely it, Brian. We had agreed, and I could say, like, this wasn't something that was loved by our side, because there were some cases that maybe people here didn't want to get into too much, but we followed on, and we followed on and carried a Judge Smithick inquiry. And what he actually said in that, he went through all the documents, but in his final report he said, having examined all the documents and the statements that he'd referred to in his report, and his report was until April 2004, so he spent a long time in this, he said, considered together, they clearly indicate to me that there's a strong evidence of collusive acts were committed by the Army, the RUC and the security services, and he satisfies that there's need for a public inquiry. So that's where all this came from.
And at that point, sorry to cut across, but at that point, 2004, you were still Taoiseach. Tony Blair was still in 10 Downing Street. At that point, were you expecting Tony Blair then to move on this commitment to press ahead with a public inquiry?
I was, and I had moved on the Smithick case and other ones that we were to do. And, of course, they had the Desmond De Silva inquiry, but that wasn't what they were looking at. Then John Stevens, who was a police officer, he looked at the Finucane case as well. But just keeping it to the Finucane case, Geraldine Finucane, I've met Geraldine several times, a huge admiration for her. She's fought this for 30 years, and she came to me regularly. We had meetings, and I would go back to Tony Blair. We had meetings with Tony Blair. We fought out the case with him. But it was clear to me, I'd say, before I left office, Matt, that they did not. The British were prepared to look at lots of things, and I did convince Tony Blair to have the Bloody Sunday inquiry, because they didn't want to do that either. But one day on an hour's telephone conversation, we convinced them of that. But it was clear to me that they did not want to do the Pat Finucane case, and they kept on wanting to advise doing that. And they've the British government, even though Cameron had given apology, and you know, they still wanted to avoid an inquiry, and that's their position to this day.
Because collusion is well established. David Cameron apologised. Nobody's arguing that there wasn't a level of collusion. I suppose, well, maybe this is a question to you, is the outstanding issue now actually to find out how high it went up?
Yeah, and, you know, I have to say, Brian, I did ask the question many times, did this go to the top, did this go to government level? And I can... I think I had a good relationship with Tony Blair. He always told me it did not go to political level. But, you know, I think people want an inquiry to see how far it did go. But I think there was no doubt in my mind. I don't think there was any doubt in Judges Carey's mind or in Desmond De Silva or John Stevens that in the case of Pat Finucane, let's keep it to that now, because there were different many other cases, but that in that case, there was extraordinary collusion. I mean, the roadblocks that were on the entrance to the estate were pulled off, and then the paramilitaries came in and killed Pat on Sunday evening. And I think with Geraldine and internationally, people have continued this, because this was a case that had been taken out. One of the cases was taken out that Judge Carey had, who was an agreed between the two governments, international judge of high repute, that he had said this should be a legal inquiry. So that's why it's set against others. Listen to some of the comments over the last 24 hours. People are saying, are we talking about public inquiries for 10,000 cases? That Pat Finucane's case was, and a small handful of others were very different.
Yes, because I suppose you when one hears this debate about concern about a hierarchy, if you like, of victims, a particular focus on particular killings. Geoffrey Donaldson, for example, the DUP MP, he welcomed the decision yesterday. And what he said was, what we really need is not special attention to one case, but a holistic approach to legacy that enables all innocent victims to have access to truth and justice. What do you say to that?
Well, I think two things. I've said what I've said about Pat Finucane, but what I would like to see politicians implement, Minister Charlie Flanagan did a good job with others on the Stormont House Agreement back in 2014. And that was the infrastructure that was to, and the architecture that was to look and agree a process on the legacy issues. So that document was done, but it's never been implemented. But in the case of Pat Finucane and those small other cases, they cannot put that into the mix with everything else, because it was an agreement between two governments to have an international judge look at it. It was his recommendation, and that's why it has to be followed through. I, of course, accept on all the thousands of cases that you can't have full inquiries, though I think information as far as it can be given to the families. But that's a different issue, and that was set out in the Stormont House Agreement. But in the case of Pat Finucane, it was a clear case for a public inquiry.
Former Taoiseach Bertie Ahern speaking to me earlier.